Luigi Zanonelli, Three Dances of Enchantment. And boy, yeah, that last one's fun. I want to go there. Okay, now, again, I promised you things would get a little weirder as we progress through the evening. This next piece of music, here's the eerie part. This music was played while a body that had been dead for 18 years was carried on a wagon from London to Dresden. That's 702 miles. We're talking about a marching band playing music, walking behind a body in a funeral wagon for 214 hours, playing the same piece of music over and over again, which had to just be pretty strange. Now, Matt Schlomer, whose body was it?
This was the body of a composer. So obviously he was decomposing. So.
Thank you, we'll be here all night. Tip your waitress, thank you.
The next generation hasn't heard that one yet, so hopefully.
That's okay.
You're welcome. This composer was traveling abroad, as famous composers will do, and he was in London. He was in England doing a concert, and he died. And so they didn't have refrigeration back then, so they had to bury him there. And so Wagner later on revered this composer very much as a national icon, and he organized this whole project to get the composer's body back to his homeland where his loved ones lived. And so this procession, he took the music and made this piece.
Now, it says in your program that this music, it's Trauermusik, music for a funeral kind of thing, march, by Richard Wagner. But it's not really by Wagner, is it, Matt?
No, he took von Weber's music, the composer that they were honoring. They took three different sections of his operas, and instead of making it for orchestra, he made it for band.
So this is one of the first ever band transcriptions. What is a band transcription, Matt?
Well, it's taking a piece of music that a composer wrote for somebody else or a different set of instruments and making it for another set of instruments. Like Pictures at an Exhibition was originally for piano, and now it's for orchestra and all kinds of different versions.
Okay, so if Wagner said, I really like the string line in this particular section of this orchestral arrangement, how could he then work that into a wind instrument?
Well, he looks at what string instrument was it. So if it was a cello, a low string, he had to think, well, what low wind instruments do I have? So he might use bassoon.
Is there bassoon?
Did you raise your hands?
Bassoon right there.
Or he might use trombones, right?
Love for the trombone.
Or the low saxophones, the tenor or bari saxophones, instead of using the cello.
Okay. All right, so we're going to hear Trauermusik once.